This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show now on the air. The Talk Radio Countdown Show presented as a part of the DJV program with the comments in the comparing, there's a complimentary hour. An overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the GJV point of view. But this is the official hour with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the story list, the people list, and some of our discussions about what's going on with some of the folks in talk radio. Michael, welcome. Always a pleasure to have you here. And it is a pleasure. It's always good.
Thank you. The feeling is mutual. I always enjoy our get-togethers on the weekend.
Right.
When you think about how many stories and how many names are contained in the information that we're about to share, it is pretty amazing. Right. At number 10, we have the Dave Chappelle controversy at Netflix and political correctness. They're tied together. There's always a political correctness story on our chart. It just seems that there's always something.
Cancel culture. That stuff, yep.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations at number 9. And number 8, voting legislation, and that's tied with race relations, and those two are very tied together. At number 7, the death of Colin Powell, and that has brought up all kinds of memories and controversy, if you will, about the weapons of mass destruction and Gulf War II, which is a couple of decades ago now, gosh, when that began.
Right, 2003.
It followed 2001's 9/11, and the main issue there was, why are we invading Iraq when the people that did 9/11 came from Afghanistan?
Yep, and that's been the continuing focus. And Apollo was the first one after he sold it to say, "Well, I shouldn't have sold it because it wasn't true," and it wasn't. None of that.
Yeah, he called it a blot on his record. It was more than a blot, but hey, you know, he was being loyal to his administration and to his president. And to this day, the narrative is that Cheney and Bush, I always think of it as the Cheney-Bush administration, that they were victims of bad intelligence from the American intelligence. But I don't buy that, do you?
Nah, no, not a word of it. If we're going to focus, if the blame game is important here, which never, you know, you fix the problem, not the blame, but resting it, not Colin Powell doesn't deserve to have it rest on his shoulders.
No.
It squarely is on the shoulders of Cheney and Rumsfeld, who were able to convince Bush easily because Bush always kind of wanted to avenge his father going into Iraq and all of that nonsense. So here we are, trillions of dollars later, tens of thousands of lives lost. There was a waste. It was just and none of these people ever held accountable. Never. Yeah.
Ironically, Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, he knew, not that I know for a fact, but I'm sure of it, that Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. That's why he didn't march into Baghdad. That's
right. They
wanted to stop them from going into Kuwait. The reason Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait, listen to me like I really know this stuff, but this is what I suspect. The reason that Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait was because he didn't think the U.S. was going to stop him, because the U.S. knew that he was huffing and puffing about weapons of mass destruction to protect himself from Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so transparently a pack of lies and distortion.
And then Donald Trump
came along and said that there were lies and distortion. He was the first. One of the interesting things about Trump in 2015-16 was he was one of the first Republicans to openly declare disagreement with the Bush family, if you remember that. This whole thing is fascinating.
Yeah, it really is.
And frustrating. Number 6, immigration reform, climate change, and abortion. And number 5, crime and violence tied with the Philadelphia train rape. There's a hell of a story. And down in South Florida, Nicholas Cruz, the shooter at Marjorie Stoneman High School, he pleaded guilty, and that'll avoid a trial other than to decide what his sentence will be. He has one of two sentences. He either will have life imprisonment without parole or execution.
The needle. Yeah, let's give him the needle. I don't believe in the death penalty most of the time, but in this case, this guy deserves it. And what about this, the train rape? I'm almost speechless when it comes to that. It just, nobody's really doing anything.
Do you remember the Kitty Genovese story from Queens many decades ago where the woman was beaten, I think murdered, screaming, and the whole neighborhood heard it and nobody did anything?
Did anything, yeah.
No one did anything. Well, this is a bunch of gawkers watched him raping her and videoed it on their smartphones. One woman called the police. Fortunately, the police acted quickly and made it to the station. This happened while the train was in transit and apprehended the guy. And fortunately, I was watching the police chief there talking about it. He said that the victim, a woman, was very strong and that she was very forthright. She told the story and that he thinks she'll be okay, but she was injured, had to go to the hospital, and was raped. Yeah. Human nature, I don't know, you know, of course you have to say, what would I do if I were there? You know, I would have gone after the guy. Yeah, yeah. I would have tried to stop it.
Yep.
I would have hit him over the head with my cell phone as opposed
whatever
to...
whatever you got in your hand. Yep.
Right.
And kick him in his privates, then whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, Facebook issues, social media regulation, and cybersecurity. A lot of ransomware problems out there. And Facebook, of course, has so many PR problems, they're thinking of changing their name.
They deserve it. No, but change their name. Right.
Yeah, like a rose is a rose, but a rose by any name smells
like... Lipstick on a pig is still a pig. Right?
Lipstick on a pig. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, that fits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure
number three, COVID-19 is at number three this week, which is still big.
Doesn't that tell you something, though, about the focus of, you know, it's been number one pretty consistently, except the last couple of weeks. I think it's been number two, but it's been number one for most of the last year and a half.
It could be number one again. The difference between the top three is very, very slim margin.
Yeah.
But COVID-19, the boosters and mandates, most of the conversation politically about the mandates, scientifically about the boosters, the mix and match thing. And Dennis Prager, talk show host with Salem,
he's in
the spotlight this week.
We got to talk about this.
Let's put that on the table. We'll discuss that.
Yeah.
Finishing this up, number two, January. The January 6th investigation.
There was a memo on that.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
This has been an ongoing typo in the talker system.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, I have to tell you, I think it starts with me.
I'm the originator. Yeah.
So what can I say?
I mean, well, even did it, I fell into the trap. You sent a note around. I'll just say, in terms of what our communication is earlier, you sent a note around. Make sure you get the typos January 6th, not September 6th. Okay. So when I'm going through this with the ladies from the DJV program and our accompanying hour, I fall. And
you
Victoria
did it too.
Says to me, "Wait, I did." Victoria says to me, "It's not September 6th, it's January 6th. And so,
isn't that funny when you get that kind of a bug in your brain?
Yeah, it's in your head.
It's been going on at Talkers now for weeks. And I did it on the air now. And I'm pretty good about, I'm a bug about things like this, about that kind of accuracy.
Well, I find when I look at the list once, I pretty much have it in my head. So I don't really go back to looking at the list as we're talking about on the 2 hours that we devote to the countdown every weekend. I kind of have them in my head. And so, because visually that makes an impact, I don't have a photographic memory, but I got a quick mind. So when I look at this, I hold on to it, and I held on to September. I know, I wasn't looking at the sheet when I said earlier, September 6th, I thought to myself, Michael's memo. Look out, January 6th.
Yeah. Maybe September 11 is in our brains. Listen, we have to take a break, I understand, so why don't we save number one for after the break and then we'll do the people survey.
What a great tease. Okay. 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, as he is every week, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to get healthy the right way, getting into the colder months, getting into the holiday months, Halloween right around the corner, you start eating all that candy, yum, 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 but bad, bad, bad for you, you, you. And then after that, it's Thanksgiving. And then after that, everybody wants to have a Christmas party this year to celebrate the fact we haven't had a Christmas party for a couple of years. And then there's New Year's, and I've made the point. Gobble, 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 eat, eat, eat. Waste goes the wrong way, so you want to get back into the right waste and weight zone. You can do that very easily, handily. You have to really devote yourself to how you're eating and that sort of thing. But you also need a little help to keep the weight off. That's where Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, comes in. Every week you hear me telling the story, different stories about different people who've had fabulous success. I'm so happy for all the people that are listed here. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. Men who go from a size 42 to a size 32, and their blood pressure goes down. They feel much better overall. Join the listeners, join the folks around the country and around the world who are losing weight and keeping it off. This is no secret. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, all natural. Go to toploss.com, their website, and buy now using the DJV code 3x3, and you get three free. For as many as you want, you buy, and you get the accompanying number free. So you get on the program, stay with it. It'll do you a world of good. Plus, using the DJV code means you get free shipping, too. That's all at toploss.com for Calotren.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 30% off a new system at simplysafe.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts for the week of October 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison represents Talkers every week on this program. He is the editor and publisher of Talkers from now until eternity. For here and evermore, yes, it shall be your job.
We'll always be a talker.
World without end.
As long as there are mouths.
Yes, and brains. All right, so we promised number one on the story list.
Yes, the budget debate, the infrastructure, inflation, the supply chain, and labor, all under the economy. And there's a lot of politics going on in terms of deciding which way we go. And that's number one on the stories chart. On the people survey, at number 10, the aforementioned Dave Chappelle. At number 9, Colin Powell and George W. Bush. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Number 7, Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. That's another story in talk radio that's interesting, kind of. Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon at number 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Donald Trump at 4. Kyrsten Sinema at 3. And Joe Manchin at 2. And Joe Biden at 1.
Ah,
and it's the first time in the history of the chart that number 1 and number 2 were occupied by men named Joe.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that. I just thought it sounded
good. Yeah, okay. Sounds all right. What was that movie about Joe? There was a Joe movie. It seemed to me at some point in time, whatever. However we work our way through that. Okay, so Dennis Prager is a talk radio person. I met him when I started working at KBC in 1993. He was on doing 9 to noon. After him was Gloria Allred. And on the same day that I started, Larry Elder was doing afternoons, and then I followed him doing early evenings. It was quite a roundup. I always loved Dennis. I thought he was a fabulous guy, very interesting to listen to. Still find when I'm in Los Angeles, listening to him on the other station, KRLA, where he is. He's syndicated by Salem as well. So let's talk about him first, and then Bongino if you want. And there are other people that have, you know, pulled various stunts around this. So is this a stunt? Prager supposedly makes himself, he tries to get COVID. That's the way, if you read between the lines, right? He wanted to get it.
Yeah, he's 73 years old,
He believes that natural immunity is better than artificial immunity. Not the healthiest guy in the world, but not terribly sick, unvaccinated. And then he went on the air and stated he has COVID. He's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. He has some of the symptoms, but he's rapidly getting better. And that he got the COVID because he went out of his way to get it. He did everything he could. He hung out with strangers. He hugged and he kissed and he took pictures.
Sadly, he's going down the back alleys in Los Angeles to get this.
Yeah, it does. And he went through the cocktail, you know, the rest, the menu of drugs and meds that he's on: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, various and sundry other concoctions that are of various and sundry credibility. And that's it. That's the story. And a lot of people are saying, hey, this is interesting. Maybe he'll be the poster boy for, you know, natural immunization. And others are saying it's a sheer act of recklessness, hypocrisy, and selfishness.
How's his family dealing with it? I guess that would be my question. I don't know. Now he's married. Now he's got children. Mm. He's also a rabbi, you know, as well. And practices. Yeah, he does. And one of the synagogues in Los Angeles. He's got a Prager Institute, Prager University is what it's called, where he teaches and preaches about right of center ideology. He's a very devoted guy, but very smart. I find him to be very, very intelligent and a very likable guy, frankly. I don't know Dan Bongino, so I can't talk about him, but we can, you and I can talk about him as it relates to COVID, and we will just a few minutes here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI's Denver office said Thursday that the remains found a day earlier in a Florida nature preserve are those of Brian Laundrie, who disappeared last month just days after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, was murdered. The FBI said dental records confirm the identification. Actor Alec Baldwin shoots two people, one of them fatally, during a prop gun mishap on the set of Rust in New Mexico on Thursday. The filming location at Bonanza Creek Ranch in Santa Fe was sent into lockdown and production was halted following the shooting around 2 p.m. local time. Hawaii's Democrat Governor David Icke announced Wednesday, November 1st, non-residents to the island who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are welcome to visit.
I think we are all encouraged by what we've seen over the last several weeks with the continuing trend of lower and lower case count. Our hospitals are doing better. We have less COVID patients in them.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As border guru, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership this week to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. An estimated 1.5 million illegal immigrants have now entered the United States under Biden's watch. The president was asked by CNN on Thursday if he has plans to go to the epicenter for illegal immigration.
I've been there before, and I haven't. I mean, I know it well. I guess I should go down, but the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole lot of time to get down. I've been spending time going around looking at the $900 billion worth of damage done by hurricanes and floods and weather and traveling around the world. But I plan on, now my wife Jill has been down.
It should be noted there are no official records of Biden ever going to the border as a senator, vice president, or as president. He has spent 19 weekends at home in Delaware since taking office. Shots are being fired at National Guardsmen from Mexico. Tim Berg has more.
Mexican cartel members have become more brazen at the southern border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says smugglers are now taunting U.S. soldiers who are guarding the river.
We don't know who these individuals are. It's become more common that we're seeing these armed groups that are right along the border taunting our National Guard.
He says U.S. troops would be allowed to take lethal action, including shooting to defend themselves, if the cartel members make a threat towards the National Guard, or if they raise their weapon.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Michael Harrison, an honor to work with Michael every week here. It isn't really work. It's, I don't know. Do we consider what we do for a living? Do we consider that work?
No, not only that, I don't even make a living doing it, Simon. I mean,
touché.
If I made a living doing this, I mean, I'm raising it to the level of work.
Right, exactly. I'm on that one with you. So we're here going through the story list, the people list. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also on the DJV Twitter and Facebook and Instagram page and our website as well, djvshow.com. You can find a podcast of this and a recording of the whole. This program airs on hundreds of stations around the country over the weekend. And then we have a podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com so you can keep up with our overview of the top hits in News Talk Radio. So we were talking about Dennis Prager and what he's going through in order to work his way through whatever this COVID thing is all about from his perspective. And it's entertaining. It's good radio. And, you know, maybe he's put himself in danger, or maybe he's doing something that makes sure he's really not going to be hurt. It's very interesting also, and I don't know if this is too inside baseball or not, but Dennis Prager is really responsible for Larry Elder. A lot of people don't know that, and probably wouldn't, and they don't, you know, people now, everybody seems to know who Larry Elder is, whether they know who Dennis is or not. But Dennis and Larry were friends. Dennis heard Larry in Cleveland, and he told the manager of the station that he and I both worked for, KBC, that he ought to hire this guy because he was fabulous. Well, the general manager of KBC at the time was liberal, and he wanted KBC to be more liberal than not. Michael, come on.
I don't know who you're talking about.
On in the morning, the English guy, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, was there. And he countered Michael. There was a liberal on as the morning host. Ken Minyard was liberal. Michael Jackson was liberal. And then Dennis Prager came on, and he was conservative. Then Gloria Allred came on, and she was liberal. And then Larry started, and he was conservative. And then I came on, and I was nowhere to be. They couldn't buttonhole me. The only thing people remember me for is I was new on the station. O.J. had just gotten himself into his jam, and I was the only one on any one of the talk stations. There were three talk stations in L.A. at the time. I was the only one on any of the three who said, give O.J. a chance. Give him a break. And the sort of response I got from the audience was, you obviously are not from Los Angeles, sir. And then there were a few more pointed comments like, you Boston stupid, go back there, and that kind of stuff. But
That's unusual for the people in L.A. rejecting somebody from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
99% of that type of a thing would be the people in Boston rejecting somebody from L.A.
Uh-huh. Right.
Am I right?
Yeah,
if you go on the radio in Boston, you go, hey, I'm from L.A. I'm from Hollywood. Sort of that Andy Kaufman routine.
Yeah.
They'll throw you out of town. They'll throw you out of town in Boston if you mispronounce the name of, you know, Swampscott or Peabody.
You're right about that.
Hawk the Cod, Harvard Yard.
Yeah.
In L.A., they put up with people from everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
All kinds of, yeah. So Prager was responsible for bringing Larry to the general manager, and he got hired, and so there it goes. But I find him to be, I've said this, and I probably shouldn't keep saying it, I have a lot of respect for him. And now, Dan Bongino, I'd like you to tell us the story, maybe the origins of his becoming the quote-unquote
replacement. Well, let's not get too deep into it. Dan Bongino is one of the people who has been offered to the industry replacing Rush Limbaugh in the noon to 3 Eastern time zone, which is a coveted spot, and his syndicator is Westwood One. They're owned by Cumulus, big company.
Yeah.
And Cumulus just put out a mandate among all employees that if you want to work there, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So Dan Bongino, who's only been in that job for a few months, but he's on quite a few stations.
A podcaster, wasn't he before? Isn't that where he came from?
He's a podcaster, a former military and police guy, very right wing, well known in those circles as a conservative, kind of the new wave of conservative broadcasters. He said, hey, if they force me and my fellow employees to get a vaccination,
he's already had his shots. He's got his vaccine. He's been vaccinated.
It has nothing to do in his case with being pro or against vax. It's being pro or against government or mandates. Company regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's thin ice, of course.
Very.
The feeling
well, because
the industry,
a private company can do what it wants. The government, different story. But private companies, they run the show. You don't like it? Go somewhere else.
Right. So he can quit if he wants. And what I think will happen, of course, I don't know what will happen, so I could be wrong. But my suspicion is nothing will happen. It'll be forgotten. He won't quit, and nothing will happen.
It's a way for him to get attention and for a few stations to go, hey, this guy's pretty good. We should put him on our station.
Yeah. It gives him cred with the people that think that the mandate per vaccination is the biggest issue of freedom to come down the pike, you know, since the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if it's not, what is, Michael?
What is?
What's the biggest issue of freedom that has come down the pike since in our lifetime?
Understanding the balance between responsibility and freedom. That there's a balance between what's good for the many and what's good for the individual. Individual rights versus society in general. That if you focus completely on individual rights, you become a society of selfish people. You're disunited and you cannot stand. If you become obsessed with everybody being equal and everybody, you know, living for the community, that becomes a form of fascism as well. It's finding that magic balance between the rights of the individual and the responsibility as a collective society that is the key, and that is what is being tested right now in America.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I find most wonderful about what it is that you do and how we do it, maybe even our discussions here, something that I point out with regularity, how wonderful it is that you can take one item and a creative mind can go in so many different directions for an interesting, compelling conversation. Such is the case, in my mind, with Biden. Put Biden together with climate change and immigration. And look at the situation that exists. There's a report that came out this past week on the impact of climate change on immigration and migration of people. And it's very interesting to see how these policies that are being recommended and, in fact, enacted are affecting where people are, where they want to be, where they're going. And the outshoot of this is that, quote, tens of millions of people are likely to be displaced over the next 2 to 3 decades due in large measure to climate change impacts. So the administration has warned that we need to alleviate the tension by allowing more people to come to America. It's in our national security interest. What do you think of that?
I think it's very interesting.
That's true. It is very interesting. I just put things together. And that's why I love doing this.
No, I'm not dismissing what you said.
It's, no,
you said what I think of what you said was that what you said was interesting. I don't know what I could add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on a bunch of interesting things there. One of them being how any one name or any one topic can be extrapolated into many, many, many subdivisions.
Yep.
That's why I said at the beginning of today's program that it's amazing how many stories, names, subjects, and dots to be connected exist within these 10 items of people and 10 items of stories.
Yeah.
And the kind of thought that we have to put in all week to taking all this stuff and defining it and putting it in order in some type of context, it really is very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of material here.
There is. And I go into, we have at number 9 on the story list this week, China and China relations. One of the things that astounds me, and because it happened this week as part of the conversation, how the stock market was affected by this real estate company in China Evergrande, the big developer that was about to go bankrupt, and the government apparently, because, you know, the government pretty much controls everything, in order not to rock the Chinese stock market, gave this company or solidified a loan or some grant of $300 billion. This is how badly in debt this company was. And the government of China says, okay, here's $300 billion to pay bondholders off before the default deadline, and therefore you won't go bankrupt, and therefore our stock market won't go into the tank.
Mm. That's not that different than what we have in this country under a concept called too big to fail.
Yeah, right. Well, look at what the state of California did with Pacific Gas and Electric when they were threatened with all these suits because they don't manage the company well and all these fires and people getting killed. Governor, Jerry Brown, said, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that you can make good. We don't want you to go bankrupt. So they gave him, $800 million or something to pay off all the lawsuits. The taxpayers in California paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. All right, here's something else that's pretty amazing. for those of you who are getting a little chilly because we're getting into the fall and you need some nice comforters or you need some nice blankets, you can go to the product catalog on MyPillow.com and see the deal. Save 30% right now using the DJV code on blankets, on comforters, on pillows, on sheets, you name it. They've got it. Waffle blankets. They're really very interesting. If you have never used one, try one because they are cooler, let the coolness flow, but yet you'll be warm. Also, save 30% with the promo code DJV. All the pillows, all the beds, all the mattresses, everything is from 30 to 60% off right now through the weekend using the promo code DJV. A lot of these offers are subject to change. One of the things that aren't is that everything's made in America. Everything is washable and dryable. So keep that in mind when you're looking around for things for fall. It's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com that gets you there.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now on the DJV program with Chuck Curry joining us in a moment. The focus is on Alec Baldwin and what happened on that movie set, plus what's coming out this weekend, what will entice you to go to the movies. We'll get to that after this. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, let's start with this first of all, Chugger. This is a theme from
Independence Day, Doug, 1997, because today is Jeff Goldblum's birthday. One of the stars of that very entertaining popcorn event movie, turned 69 years of age. I'm a big fan. He's sort of a really quirky, character that got very fortunate to find two franchise properties back in the day. One was Jurassic Park, where he played Dr. Ian Malcolm, and the second one was Independence Day, just a few years apart. I'm sure he made a lot of money, but he did a movie called Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Donald Sutherland in 1978, one of my all-time favorite movies. The Big Chill, another terrific film. But I also really believe his best performance ever, which he did not get an Oscar nomination, which he deserved, was David Cronenberg's The Fly back in 86, a very powerful horror film that was also a tragic love story. He was great in that movie.
You remember him also taking a shot at one of the Law and Order franchises.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's very diverse, and now he does, you always see him pop up on those commercials for, buying and selling houses, right?
Real estate spokesman. All right, so what do you make of the Alec Baldwin incident in Arizona yesterday, shooting a cowboy film?
And horrible. Loaded. I guess the big question everybody wants to know, how in the world could something like this happen? And as I said to you off air, he's one of the last celebrities that needs this kind of publicity, because he's always getting publicity, usually not up. In a good way, but
hilarious. He's got five kids with her, and he's twice her age, and that kind of stuff.
But anyway, I thought it instantaneously, which I know you guys discussed, was the incident with Brandon Lee back in '94 on the movie The Crow, when he was tragically killed, and he had so much of a future as a action star. Brandon Lee back in the day got shot in the stomach, wound up passing away from a similar incident. Now, over the years, stuntmen have passed away or got killed in accidents during movies and TV shows. I remember when the Chuck Norris movie Delta Force 2, which was not a big hit, but there was two stunt people were killed on that film a few years ago during a stunt on the Walking Dead TV show. A stuntman was killed. Over the years, stuntmen have been killed, but when you see a director of cinematography killed in a tragic accident like this, it's just a really sad, horrible story.
Yeah, it really is. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out in the next few days. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week. All right, so in terms of box office this weekend, what are your predictions?
Well, there's the one big movie opening up is Dune, which is a remake of a popular sci-fi novel. It's expected to do around $35 million in box office, do a lot better overseas. That should open number one. It goes up against
Halloween Kills.
Kyle MacLachlan, who is on Twin Peaks, was the star. It has a cult following. People either find it fascinating or really boring. It is sort of what they call a cold property. You know, I saw a trailer yesterday, a movie called King Richard, with Will Smith. He plays the father of Venus and Serena Williams. This movie opens next month. This looks really good. If you like the film, the movie, this one looks really good. And it goes to show you Will Smith is a terrific acting talent. This looks to be a very good fit for his acting ability.
Right, exactly. All right, so where's the James Bond movie fit into all of this as it continues to show strength at the box office, right? More and more people.
I'm assuming, you know, Halloween Kills will do well this weekend. No Time to Die, the James Bond film, will do well. Ghostbusters Afterlife opens in November. That looks also really good. And then West Side Story in December. I'm looking forward to that one.
Thank you, Chucker. It's 59 past the hour on...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.